Now, he's going to tell you about the mind of Christ. He says, verse 5, and we come here, the mind of Christ, what is the one thing that characterized it? Humility. Humbleness was the thing that characterized the mind of Christ. Humility. Will you notice this? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now, this is the mind of Christ that's going to be put before us. And this is the thing, by the way, that we were told to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we're called. Paul said that back in Ephesians, in the 4th chapter. And how is that? With all lowliness and meekness. And that's the mind of Christ. You and I can't be humble. We can't be meek. We're not made that way. We want to stand on our 2 feet and have our little say. All of us are like that. Don't say you're not, because you are. We just don't want to be offended. We don't want to be ignored. We get a hang-up if we have been brought up in life where we've been tromped on all the time. I heard the other day about a boy of a very fine minister. He's become a hippie. Why? He had a brother that was a brilliant fellow ahead of him, and constantly was thrown up to this boy what his brother did. What his brother was, well, he went the opposite direction, rebelling against it. That became his hang-up, you see. And that's natural. That's the way the natural man. Don't go to the boy and say, now listen, son, you just ignore that. He's not going to ignore it. A man that's not born again is not even going to get in this territory, my friend, of others. Now let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What kind of mind? Humble. An humble mind. Now we are going to see 7 steps that our Lord took in humiliation. You have here 7 steps downward, and then we have 7 steps upward. Exaltation of Christ. You have first then in humiliation the mind of Christ. Then we'll have the mind of God, and it is in the mind of God the Father to exalt Jesus Christ. Now, if you want to know what you can do that will put you in the will of God, I don't know where you're to go or anything like that, but I can tell you this, my friend, it is the purpose of God to exalt Jesus Christ. And I think that's the will of God for you and for me today, is to exalt him wherever we are and however we are. And so we have here the humiliation of Christ and the 7 steps down that he took. And this is a tremendous step that we're going to see him take.